brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And hello to you.
Okay, so we've been gone a couple of days. It's true. We were on the beach over in Pelican Bay. And what happens when you have a good time where you can rest and all that?
What happens?
Oh.
You forget everything.
Huh?
You forget everything.
Who are you? No. Well, what you happen is you end up in an ear infection.
Oh.
Oh, yes. You know, that was from what... Anyway, Linda's getting over that. They have really good... You know what? What a great time, though. I can't say enough about Pelican Bay and where we're at. And we met some people over there from Redding. We met people from Redding. We're walking along the beach and say, you call Linda Bott? Yeah, Ron and Jeannie. And they have a place over there, too, right where we were at. And it's just, what a great place. I almost hate to say what a great place it is because people want to go over and stay. And the beach is absolutely pristine and nobody is on it. You can walk for 3 miles and not see anybody. And this is at the High Point Center, and the weather was like 71 degrees and sunny the whole time. We thought it was going to be like 68, and so we didn't bring like T-shirts and everything.
Saw a great photograph with both the Battery Point and St. George Lighthouse visible through a very long lens, and it looks like they're right next to each other when in reality they're like 8 miles apart. But it was a spectacular shot, and you don't get opportunities like that very often due to the weather over that part of the
country. Weather was absolutely sunshine, sunsets, in the clear, stars at night. What can I say? Except, what's the weather? You know what? And as we left, it was 64 degrees as we were leaving, 64. So what is it here?
We have a red flag warning in effect until the 22nd. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, lightning could happen today, so we're a little worried about that. Bit on the muggy side, a high will be around 101 degrees. Tonight's low is 72. And 20% chance of showers in our neck of the woods right now in Redding. We have 77 under cloudy skies. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, yeah, 474-5546. 100, how hot? 100 and what? And with storms?
101 with muggy conditions.
With muggy conditions, so we're going to have storms. Yeah, you know what? It's good to come home. What can I say? Anyway, I hope everybody's well. We got a lot of things today. We got Brian Daly. Brian Daly's going to be with us. And then Patrick Jones. Not especially playing Redding City Councilman today, though might ask him a couple of questions, as we are the latest on these new gun laws, which, as I've been reading, the headline since I've been back, saying is that California's going to have the most draconian laws in the country. And if it looks like, it absolutely looks like it's true, we're going to see Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California on Wednesday to talk about the severe impact this has. You know, this means is that your chances of going out and just buying anything from a rifle to a box of ammunition has changed dramatically and will change dramatically if he signs all these laws. But before we get started on all that, we're going to start with our friends over at Wells Fargo Advisors and Chris Lasondat. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading. The markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 16 points at 15,026. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1648, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 11 points at 3600 even. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 101 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 7 cents at $14.07, Ford's down 18 cents at $15.94, JCPenney up 38 cents at $13.60, and Best Buy up $3.12 at $33.85. Of local interest, PG&E up 41 cents at $42.82. Home Depot's down 16 cents at $75.05. And Tri-County's Bank up 4 cents at $21.44. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.83%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's down $1.30 a barrel at $105.56. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $9.28 an ounce at $13.74.76. Well, silver's up 13 cents at $23.25. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. If you want to head on down to Park Marina Drive and see them, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Obviously, they know what's going on Wall Street, and you need help, then they're the ones to go to. All right, Bad Bob, let's take a break, because when we come back, let's talk about a million Muslims marching in America on 9/11. Good idea, bad idea, whose idea? We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You are invited to join us in celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech with two events. Saturday, August 24th at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of South and East Street. Program starts 3:30 p.m., dinner at 5:30 p.m., sponsored by the 50th Anniversary Planning Committee. And Wednesday, August 28th at Shasta College in the Quad on Old Oregon Trail, activities from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sponsored by Shasta College Student Services. I am Terry McCormick, California Union, SEIU, Local 1000.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yeah. Veterans always get discounts. at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great, you know, you can buy anything there. It has to do with the coffee. And of course, walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. 30 years in the business helping our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I want to do a little shout out here that the Military Order of the Purple Heart invites you to a veterans fundraising event, Dove Warm Up Season Sporting Clay Shoot at the Reading Gun Club this Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 1300. That's 9 o'clock to 1 p.m. for those not knowing the 24-hour clock. Included with your ticket is a barbecue chicken and tri-tip lunch provided by Mary's Pizza Shack. One round of sporting clays. Bring your own guns and shells. Trophies for top shooters. All proceeds go to helping veterans and their families. Tickets are $50 and limited to the first 60 applicants. Contact Matthew at 530-941-0819. Or Bill Filan at 530-241-6730. This would be a good time out there. Again, the Military Order of the Purple Heart has a sporting clay shoot. All right. A million man march. A million Muslim march. Man Muslim march. Now you would say, well, you know, people march. And it's for, justice and humanity. However, the date they picked, 9/11. What happened on 9/11 in 2001? That's right. Islamic fundamentalist terrorist declared war in the United States of America, and we've been in battle ever since. And now the this mass demonstration called the Million Muslim March is changed to a more mainstream sounding event, Million American March Against Fear, but the name didn't catch on, so let's go back to the Million Muslim March. And what they're saying is that they've been a victim of anti-Islamic bigotry in the years following 9/11. On 9/11, our country was forever changed by the horrific events of the, in New York. The entire country was victimized, the group said in a statement. Muslim and non-Muslims alike were traumatized. But we as Muslims continue 12 years later to be victimized by being made the villains. You know what? I don't think so. You know, and I'll tell you why. I tell you why. Is that there's other Muslim or Islam, groups that say that's absolutely not true. That U.S. has gone to great lengths to differentiate between Islam and Islamic extremists since the 2001 attacks. And the claims Muslims have been victimized by the government are unfounded. Critics also say the date chosen by the march, September 11th, might have something to do with people being just a little bit upset. Let me ask a question. Nobody in their right mind thinks that every Muslim or Islamic follower of Islam is a terrorist. Well, nobody believes that. Nobody believes that it's, you know, that Muslims are plotting. Every Muslim is plotting to overthrow the United States. But to put together a million Muslim man march or million Muslim march on 9/11, isn't that kind of like building a mosque over the site of 9/11 in New York over the World Trade Centers instead of just next door to it? Isn't that kind of like thumbing your, you know what? Why didn't I see the million Muslim man march and say on, October 1st, 2002, where Muslims marched together in solidarity with America saying that we are Americans and we are standing behind America. That this tragedy, this act of terrorism was not by us. I didn't see that march. And now I see 2013. They want to have a million Muslim march then, to talk about that. Really strange, huh? Really strange that they're, you know, this is coming up now. And to say that, you know, that when the United States really has leaned over, when men in, that are obviously Middle Eastern are passed through TSA and children with braces on in wheelchairs are searched. That to me sounds like that things have gone just a little bit different. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's up. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Richie Havens died. Do you know that? He did Freedom. At Woodstock. Oh, wow. It was huge, huge back then. He started off Woodstock with the song Freedom, and it was just, it kind of made him. Like, there was a lot of big bands there that weren't that big until after Woodstock. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Head on down there. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker, Mike Huber. It's our builder of choice, and for good reasons. He does great work at great prices. Give him a call at 241-7866. Estate Granite and more. Phil Keister is with me. What's up? What is What's Up?
What's Up Board Sports is a stand-up paddleboard company. Have aspirations one day of having a storefront here and selling equipment, which I'm doing now, but it's on a mobile basis right now, and I'm actually featuring or introducing people to stand-up paddleboarding, or SUP, which is the acronym. On the river here. And so I have created an introduction, which I'm calling the Sundial Glide and an Intro Tour, which takes people out on Kutcher's Pond for, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes or so, get them acquainted with standing up on water. And then we load up and take a short drive up above the Sundial Bridge and drop in and take the glide back down to Kutcher's. And the whole program takes right around 2 hours. And overwhelmingly had brand new people going through this. So people that have never been on a paddleboard before.
Have people been out in the river?
Yes.
In the river, 60s in there. I mean, first time out there, like older people, and you don't get shut down, you know, you don't get, you know, thrown down the river like in, you know, Force 12.
No, it's actually, it's kind of fun. These boards that I'm using for this introduction tour are actually designed, and people, men and women, are taking these things down class 3 and 4 whitewater, which I have no desire to do, but they're very
and
stable
we have,
boards.
We have none here.
That's right.
But, at least not out in front of the, well, I see people out here, so you can just kind of paddle along here. And do you stand in anything on the boards? I mean, like you put your feet in little hoops or anything?
No, you don't. They're, like I said, they're very stable. You got to paddle, which helps you get down the river. But the river glide is very fun because once you get into the current of the river, you're doing 5, 6, 7 miles an hour, you know, depending on what.
Are they hard to get back on if you fall off?
No, they aren't. You've got a surfboard, you're leashed to them, just like you see the surfers. So if you do go over on that occasion, it's pretty easy to get yourself right back up on board. So a lot of fun. I've had, as young as a 14-year-old girl, and, we had a 68-year-old woman out there celebrating her birthday, you know. So, it's fun for all ages and both men and women.
Well, we're gonna come out. We're gonna try that. Linda and I wanted to, and we've been wanting to. We've just, trying to work our schedule into it, cause you can do it anytime. When are you open, in fact? What are your hours, or?
Well, actually, I'm operating on the river, Thursday through Sunday. You can go to the website, which is WASUP, WASSUP. boardsports.com, and we've got the tours page on there. I also offer rentals, so you can kind of read what we're doing and check it out, see some pictures. We also have a Facebook page at What's Up Board Sports, which it's more of a daily blog type of situation, so you can kind of keep updated with what we're doing.
Well, I know people have been out there, people we know, and they just have a great time. So we're going to have to go on out and ride this thing. It's not like riding a wild surf though, right? No 40-foot, breaks or anything. No.
No, not
this
at all.
Is just get on and just kind of float down and then, now you out there? Somebody out there with you? Or?
Oh yeah. I'm basically almost a one-man operation right now. It's getting a little busier, so that's going to change. But I also wanted to mention I have an event I do every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. I call it What's Up Wednesdays. And, it takes place at the, Kutras Boat Ramp on Park Marina Drive, right there at Kutras Pond. So come on out between 5 and 7. There's no cost. I have boards out there. You can go jump on a board and see what it feels like.
Yeah, check just kind of intro, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, I've known Phil for a long time. He's a great guy. And I was a member of the America's Cup sailing team won the America's Cup.
Yeah, that was my first team. I actually did 4 America's Cup.
Yeah, did 4 of them. And that's not an easy thing. That's big. That's you talk about stress.
Well, the big show is going on right down in the Bay Area.
What do you think? You know, just a couple minutes here. But wait, first of all, how do people get a hold of you? Is there a phone number here?
The phone number is 945-4945. The phone number and ways to contact me are certainly on the website as well, whatsupboardsports.com.
And Facebook.
That's
and
right.
I think I've liked it. And if not, we'll do it today. And I tell you what, everybody. Everybody I've talked to that's done this, and I've talked to several, has had a great time. Linda and I are going to do it as soon as we can, and we'll come back and talk to you about it. We got 2 minutes, but the America's Cup is going on right now. What do you think about this with the trimarans?
Well, you know, I'm old.
They are
school.
Trimarans, right?
Well, they're actually
are they catamarans.
Catamarans.
Catamarans. Okay.
I'm old school, and I was the monohulls were what I've dealt with in my campaigns, but I've kind of come full circle. I mean, I think these things are way too expensive, and they are. It's been shown that they're very dangerous.
They've already killed somebody out there, and killed one of the.
Andy. So that was not a good thing. But the America's Cup has always been controversial, and it's over 150-year history. And
it has. I mean, they've done things that are just unbelievably controversial out there. But now the Americans own it because they went out there because there was nothing that said they couldn't use a catamaran.
That's right.
And they just tore everybody up because there's no monohull fast as a catamaran.
No, not at all. These things are capable of doing well over 40 miles an hour on the bay and in a third of the wind speed.
That's right. You don't have to worry about the wind because you can almost run them any time.
Yeah, the mainsails are like hard wing plane wings now, you know. So
wow.
It's amazing.
I tell you. Okay, Phil Keister has got a varied background and a good guy. What's up? Water sports, and they're for boards.
What's up, boardsports.com. Stand-up paddle boards.
Okay, we'll talk more about this. It's still plenty of time to ride it, especially around here.
Oh, we got a long ways to go.
A long ways to go. Okay, Phil, thanks a lot. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning.
From the Fox Business Network, investors are looking over results from some big-name retailers. Shares of Best Buy are up 8% after the electronics retailer reported a second-quarter adjusted profit of 32 cents a share, well above the estimate for 12 cents. Revenue of $9.3 billion was down slightly from last year, but still topped the forecast for $9.13 billion. Best Buy has been working on a turnaround as it continues to deal with weak demand for consumer electronics. But the improving housing market is helping Home Depot. The world's largest home improvement retailer earned a second-quarter profit of $1.24 a share, 3 cents above the estimate. Revenue climbed 9.5% from last year to $22.5 billion, also topping expectations. Home Depot's also raising its fiscal year 2013 guidance. And on Wall Street, stocks are trying to break four straight days of losses at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's down 2 points. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is just a little bit under the weather, but she's going to be right back with us tomorrow. 7:35 in the morning. 69 degrees out there. It's going to be 101 today, but chances of rain. So it could be a little muggy there, huh?
Bad actually, bump? I do have an update on that. It is actually 77, my error in not updating the board, but we have 77 muggy degrees.
Oh, well, then I'll say 77 muggy degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. That's what I can say about Shasta Gas Propane, and they're good people, too. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. All right. Well, we were expecting Patrick Jones. He may still come rolling through here. But in between, let's talk a little about a couple of other things that are going on here. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center out there on airport. Looks like they're going to be moving. The building they were in, owned by some company, another company, I don't know who it is, lost the building for a variety of reasons. And a company out of, I believe, L.A. bought the building and proceeded to raise the rent sixfold or something like that to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And it's on the front page, but there's a lot of things not on the front page of the newspaper and that you might want to find out. That I don't feel at liberty right now to talk about, but maybe soon. Anyway, the Northern California Veterans Museum that Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, retired United States Navy, Iraqi war veteran, Iraqi freedom veteran of several campaigns over there, is now they're looking for a new place to house the museum. Now, this is not just your ordinary city museum of stuff. He has great artifacts. Super artifacts dating from the Civil War. I'm sorry, dating from the Revolutionary War. And then he's got Civil War, stuff. He's got the, campaigns in between Spanish American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, of course, Vietnam. He has got a great collection, including tanks, armored personnel carriers. I think they've got, you know, planes on the way. He has got a photo, a large photo, taken from the inside of a Japanese bomber or a dive bomber, taken on December 7th, 1941, as they were getting ready to launch their attacks of all the battleships lined up on Battleship Row, taken from inside the plane, and it's blown up there. So you can – I mean, it was – talk about a – I mean, it was a perfect setup for an attack. And if you haven't been out there, you need to go out there and visit this place because it looks like I said, like they're losing their lease, but there's a story behind it and it's more than just, oh, we lost our lease. And maybe we'll be talking about that here soon. Day center. Talking about a day center for the homeless. And we've talked about that before. It was brought up by, Missy MacArthur. A few weeks ago, and she it was based on the fact is that no sitting or lying that which she started, you know, for homeless or transients or whatever, that you can't sit or lie on the thoroughfares, and it appears that so that kind of went away because that was been a tremendous battle on that one. So the idea was, and a lot of the people that were working on this that deal with the homeless, that help the homeless, got together and there was a meeting talking about a possibility of making a day center for the homeless right here in Redding. However, and they wanted at least one person from the county and one person from the city to kind of get on board with this. So that they could have this daycare center. And the idea being is that the homeless and the transients would have a place to be during the day, that they could get them off the streets so they're not in these businesses, which is tragic at times when you see as a photo of one, a guy in a wheelchair had gotten drunk and fallen out of the wheelchair just laying there. They use our businesses, our streets, the bushes there for their own, bathrooms. And, you know, and I mean, without cleaning up after themselves. So the business owners literally have feces and urine all over their doorsteps from these people. And so what's the idea? Okay, let's put a daycare center there for them so that they'll have a place to go to and they'll have a place to clean up and a place to use the bathroom, I think, is the line behind it. But let's go to the phone. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, I was there last night at the city council meeting.
So what happened there?
Well, there were a bunch of people there clamoring for this and that, all oriented toward setting this thing up, but the mayor at one point got visibly impatient with such questions as how's this thing going to be paid for and where are you going to put it? Because you put it somewhere and people are going to go to it, and not all of them. You know, there's going to be a subgroup of that that you're not going to want to have coming into your neighborhood, especially those who've been evicted for bad behavior and then they come back.
Well, what kind of a daycare center are they talking about? Something like it's a halfway house in the middle of a someplace maybe out there in Tierra Oaks. Why do I think that that won't happen? Okay, I mean, all right. How about out there?
Don't see it happening in Gold Hills now, do you?
Yeah, Gold Hills, Sierra Oaks. Let me see, where else? How about there out there off Texas Springs? That looks like a good place out there. They can put it out there too. What do you think about this, Charles? I can tell you what I think about it real quick, except I have to take a break. So, Charles, hang on to the other side. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. A homeless daycare center. Good idea, bad idea. How far should we get into this one? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here at KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, the streets of Reading. 7:45 in the morning. Yeah, the streets of Reading running rampant. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Hey, my friends down there at Orchard Nutrition, Joe and his family have an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. The North State's nutrition experts are located at 221 Locust Street, Cypress Square Shopping Center, back down in there. They can, you know what? They are the North State's nutrition experts, and I mean it. Every one of them is able to help you with any kind of question you have. 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition. Charles, while you were waiting, Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, joined us, as long as we're talking about the homeless shelter. Or the, not the homeless shelter, it's a daycare center. What exactly is that, Patrick? I mean, I wasn't there last night. I was home from not having to think about politics. Nobody even called me. That was great. I just turned my phone off.
Well, thanks, Carl. Thanks for being here. And thanks for coming to the council meeting last night, Charles. Charles is a regular attendee at our council meetings. We had a special council meeting last night after RABA, Reading Housing and Joint Powers Authority. And it was a quick special meeting to discuss a community discussion. It wasn't
a lot of people were there, it looks like.
We didn't have really a staff report, so to speak, about it. And we were really getting feedback from the public as to what they might think of a day center for the homeless.
This photo of a guy that fell out of his wheelchair in front of this woman's business because he was drunk. I mean, it's sad, but it's laughable, but it is absolutely sad. And you know what? I'd hate to have something like that happen in front of my business. Why can't we do something about that?
Well, you have to ask, why can't we? It is a community problem. So when we talk about we, it's all of us, and it's not just the city of Reading and using your tax dollars, but it's everybody doing their part. And there was a lot of good discussion last night. I think we'll have more discussion about what to do. My suggestion, and quite a few good speakers, a lot of people that had good experience with these issues. However, I don't think we have to look outside the box here. I don't think this is a new problem. We've seen homelessness throughout the United States for as long as we've had large cities. And I think the way we have to deal with it here in Reading is that we need to support the programs that are working. The Mission, for example, has a very good program where they take people from A to B, and it's a successful program. However, I believe...
A to B?
Well, A to Z, how's that?
Well, A to B means that, okay, they got them inside. Okay, then what happens?
They take them through a full program where they must enroll and they must complete the program. But it takes a person that obviously has some serious issues and problems, and their life is essentially a train wreck, and it gets them moving in the right direction. And those are the types of programs that we need to support. And they're proven programs. They do have some cost to them, but we are using tax dollars through CDGB funds and so forth to help solve this problem. One of the areas that I think we really need to discuss is the feeding programs that we see. The Mission, Living Hope, Lunch Bunch, Loaves and Fishes all do feeding programs. And I use the analogy, don't feed the bears. If you don't want a lot of bears, you don't feed them. You have to use a little bit of tough love here. We have to get aggressive with the problem. And it's not just a law enforcement problem. It's not just a city hall problem, but it's a community problem. And we need to support the programs at work and quit feeding the bears.
Charles, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Charles?
He said the same thing during the
I know. That's what I just
during
thought.
The city council meeting, and
I've heard him say that.
Some
before.
Of the speakers sounded like they were hoping for some large foundation to somehow bail them to come up with the funds.
With the funds for this, this is a big one. This is big because not only do you have to find a house or a home that or a building, it would have to be a building that could house what 100. Let's just say 100. Because there's easily you could take care of that many. It's not an overnight thing, but it's during the day. They have TV sets and air conditioning and probably pool hall there and all this stuff for them to come in and books and library. In fact, sounds like a place that might find Bob, Bad Bob at. Anyway, but the bottom line is that there is no city funds. Let me ask this. Are you up for putting city funds up for something like this?
I'm not. And somebody mentioned Turtle Bay, but the real question is,
a place to put them is in Turtle Bay.
Hey, it's got a lot of amenities and trail system. It's got access to water. There's a lot of positives about that. But all serious, being serious.
That just put back Turtle Bay and city relationships in a year.
No one wants a day center next to them. So, I mean, that's the reality. No one would want it close to them because you're going to have unintended consequences and impacts. And, I personally think a day center is a bad idea. I think it's just a very bad idea. I think we need to address the problems that we see today. We have the ability to do that. When you have a climate that's such like Reading, you're going to attract a certain amount of people. There's different elements to this problem and there are solvable ways, but we're going to have to get tougher. With what we're doing, and the reality is here we have a very generous community. Our community is super generous.
We support a lot of things. Let's take a break here. I want to come back and we'll finish up on that because the fact is that this was brought up before. Oh, let's just that the city established a camping area for the homeless, and I said, what happens the first time somebody gets their head cracked in there? Who are they going to hold responsible? Well, it's the city. It's the taxpayers. So when you build a daycare center here, if it was totally funded by a foundation and we help them, we being the city helps them find a place, but it's totally funded and insured and everything by a private foundation, you know what? That's one thing. But to try and get the city involved in this or the county is kind of, the county's got enough problems, as does the city. I can't see just jumping into another one right here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, our guest, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. We're going to talk about something else, but it looks like daycare centers. Plus, I want to get back. I want to talk about these votes tonight. You got some big votes today about spending a lot of money with REU and a few other things. We'll be right back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Good morning, my friends. 7:55 in the morning, 77 degrees, going up to 101 today with a chance of rain. McGee. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Staycation on the lake. We had a great time, a super time on that houseboat, and they've got ski boats, jet skis, patio boats. They've got a deal that's going to fit any budget. Go out, give them a call. You're going to have a great time out there. I mean, it's going to be just hot. And there's, trust me, the lake's down. There's still 300 miles of lake out there. I think that's enough for everybody. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out lakeshasta.com on the website. Okay, Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, is our guest. And there's going to be a big night tonight. There, what's going on with REU?
Well, we have quite a few things on the agenda tonight that'll have lasting effect for our community for years
and
to
this,
come.
Is this an open meeting?
This is an open meeting. Starts at 6 tonight.
6 tonight at the City Council Chambers. What is it about REU? This is probably one of the
REU essentially to make room for the police facility and to house our police officers and administration. We're going to move Reading Electric Utility. That was a decision that council made. I didn't support it, but it was a decision council made to move REU out of City Hall, and they would need to find their new location. So they have found a new location. It has been approved by council, and it will be confirmed tonight in a final vote and moving forward.
What is this? Where is it at?
It's on Airport Road. It's the Avtec building on Airport Road.
Okay, the Avtec building, and that's going to cost. Are we buying it?
We're going to buy it, and so we're going to buy the building itself, which is a shell. It's not completed on the inside, so it'll take around $3 million to complete it. And then there's a purchase of land behind it, and all said and done, it's roughly around a $10 to $11 million expenditure.
So this, we're going to, REU through you guys,
correct,
are going to spend $11 million for a new REU building,
correct.
How much were we paying before?
Today, right now, REU is paying $285,000 in a lease to the general fund, to the city hall, to our general fund, to a place to be, to have, I think, roughly around 20,000 square feet. So we're going from $285,000 to debt service now of around $1 million a year for the next, say, 28 years, roughly.
So we're going to go from $285,000 times five times as much, approximately, for the next 20 years to put REU away from the center of city, way out there. How do people get out there? How many people come in and work with REU?
Well, these are the questions that were never answered. These were the questions.
I've read some places there's thousands. They come in there that work with REU on a daily, or, you know, not
you're
every
correct.
Day, but on a yearly basis, it's tens of thousands.
I would absolutely
agree.
How
are they going to get out there?
I don't know. and it's going to be a burden, and it's the wrong decision. It's the wrong decision to spend that kind of money to go from 285.
What is this crap? I mean, we're spending $1 million a year. Okay, obviously, who's voting for it? Well, we got a minute left.
It moved forward on a 3-2 vote. Myself.
Okay, let me guess who voted for it. I'll tell you who voted for it. Missy, Francie, and, Rick.
That is correct.
Okay. And let me see who voted against it. You and Gary.
That is correct.
Why are they saying they can do it? We got 30 seconds.
Well, the REU obviously, has been referred to, in my opinion, as a cash cow. And because the reserves are high and it's utility and you can always add to your rates, that's why I believe they can do it.
They can raise our rates anytime they want, really. And you guys go along with it.
And so far, that's what's been happening.
Yeah, another 7% now with this, maybe another 3% after that.
You never know. But I would agree, Carl, this is a wrong decision for the city of Reading. They should stay at City Hall.
Maybe you should call your city council people today, my friends, and ask them what they're going to do. We got to run. We'll be right back after these messages. Brian Daly, Assemblyman, will be with us.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. San Diego Mayor Bob Filner may do today what many don't want, return to work. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in San Diego.
Mayor Bob Filner said he'd be back at work yesterday after time in therapy, but instead was in mediation with his former communications director. She was the first of 16 women to accuse him of sexual harassment. Many residents here say they just want him to resign.
Admitting guilt is one thing, but then, you know, refusing to stand down from a position of power is another thing. I think it's important for people to deal with the consequences of their actions.
Two top city council members were also meeting yesterday with the city attorney over other allegations facing the mayor involving misuse of city funds, Dave.
Jessica, an explosion 2 hours ago at a U.S. Navy weapons station in Middletown, New Jersey. We're told it happened inside a boathouse. One person is hospitalized with serious injuries. A wildfire keeps burning in Oregon, putting residents near the Dalles on standby to leave if they must.
What it comes down to is a race. Can we get the dozers, the engines, and the equipment ahead of it in time to cut it off?
Firefighter Kelly Niles. In Idaho, some wildfire evacuees have been allowed home now around Ketchum and Sun Valley. Nadal Hassan's trial back underway at Fort Hood, and prosecutors may have just 6 witnesses left wrapping up their case against the admitted killer in the 2009 massacre. A tearful plea for leniency for Andrea Snyderman in Georgia this morning for the sake of her kids, as she faces sentencing for lying to investigators after her boss killed her husband in 2010.
There was no physical romance between Mr. Newman and me. No sex, no kissing, nothing.
She was initially charged with murder. Prosecutors want her to get 20 years. Author Elmore Leonard is dead. If you haven't read his books, you might have seen movies or shows based on them, like Justified, 310 to Yuma, and Get Shorty. Leonard was 87, died this morning in Michigan. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's 5 entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
An update on that Andrea Snyderman case in Georgia. She has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales already admitted he massacred civilians in Afghanistan. Today, the sentencing hearing begins for him in Washington State.
Army prosecutors hope to play a recorded phone call in which Bales and his wife laugh as they review charges against him, indicating it shows a lack of remorse. They've also flown in 9 Afghans from Kandahar province to testify.
That's Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler. The judge will sentence Bradley Manning is now deliberating at Fort Meade how long the Army private should spend in prison for wicked leaking classified materials. He could get up to 90 years. Should police be able to search through your cell phone to look at texts and phone records and more? The White House wants them to be able to.
In a 2007 Massachusetts case, police found the home phone number of a suspect on his cell phone. At the home, they found stashes of drugs, cash, and guns. But an appeals court ruled searching the cell phone without a warrant was a Fourth Amendment violation. The White House disagrees, saying the lower court ruling conflicts with rulings from several other appeals courts, as well as the Supreme Court. In its appeal to the Supreme Court to take the case, the government contends a cell phone is no different than any other item a suspect might be carrying. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
A Marine wins a battle against the NCAA.
Stephen Rhodes, who just finished 5 years in the Marines, was excited about playing football for Middle Tennessee State, but he was told that he couldn't because of an NCAA rule that says the number of years of organized ball you play makes you ineligible for the same number of years in college ball. Rhodes says he played in a Marine recreational league. The school appealed, saying it looked like a clause that exempted military personnel was dropped through years of revisions.
That's Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 36 points, trying to end a four-day losing streak. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is under the weather today. She'll be back tomorrow. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning here. Gosh, August the 20th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. It's just going to be a hard day today as far as weather goes. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's start off our show with good news from Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points at 15,049. The S&P 500 adding 7 points at 1653, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 21 points at 3610. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 171 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $3.52 at $504.22, Microsoft adding 27 cents at $31.66, Facebook up 12 cents at $37.93, and Intel's up 37 cents at $22.65. Of local interest, PG&E up 60 cents at $43.01. Home Depot's adding 4 cents at $75.25. Harley-Davidson up 68 cents at $58.73. And Sturm Ruger up $1.55 at $51.55. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.82%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35. Oil's down 86 cents a barrel at $106 even. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.43 an ounce at $13.75.91, while silver's up 6 cents at $23.18. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. They're located down on Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. If you're trying to find your way through the jungle of Wall Street, these are the people to do it. Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, what's the weather here?
Well, we've got a red flag warning in effect. That's due to the thunderstorms that are probably going to develop throughout today and tomorrow. So some not great conditions. Going to be sunny, hot, and muggy. High near 101 degrees. The overnight low will be about 72. Currently in Reading, we are at about 79. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Hey, Bob, do you sleep better in hot weather or cold weather?
Ugh, I want cold temperatures so I can pull up the blanket and snuggle. I cannot sleep on a hot night.
Well, I tell you what, we were out in Smith River, and it was in the 50s. At night, and you just, you know what, you sleep well. But when you came, then we came back yesterday, and it was 104 or something like that.
You will.
But we still slept well because of our Sleep Number bed, because it's just a great place to sleep. You know what? And we have this opportunity, like, you know, like, and we go in and we adjust, like, after being gone for a week, we find out our numbers change. Linda's went to 40 and mine stayed at 35, which is, to me, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a softer mattress, but, you know, when you've got certain aches and pains and fractures and pins that you've had in your body at certain times, it takes, you know, you want to be able to do that, and you can adjust your bed.
So like a marshmallow to a rock, depending on your taste.
It can go either way. It can go all the way from 100 to all the way down, of course, to zero, but we choose those numbers and we really enjoy it. And, you know, now we're not the only ones that can have these beds. Everybody can have these beds because right now the biggest sale of the year is going on. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at $599, and you can save an incredible 40% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress. What can I say about that? Except
KCNR.
Only Sleep Number has dual number. Dual air technology, and you can adjust each side to your ideal level. Now, where can you find them? Now, not only can you find them right here in Reading, in our Sleep Number store at Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop, you can all go down to Chico at the crossroads of Martin Luther King Parkway, and across from Costco is the other Sleep Number store. Either one of them is going to give you a great deal. The people there are super. And you will sleep better than you've ever slept in your life. Okay. Now, today, you know, besides that, that's why you're able to get up in the morning and face a lot of this stuff. But we've got our Assemblyman Brian Daly is on the phone, and we're going to go to Brian right after we take this break. But we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be joining us right after this break.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:14 in the morning, August the 20th. It's hot. It's going to get hotter. Lions Heating and Air brings this segment to you with Emsimum and Brian Daly. I can't say enough about them and their professionalism. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, maintenance, repairs. They can do it. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people there are just outstanding. Our guest today is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, you know what, Brian, with all the stuff that's going on that you guys are doing down there, or I should say being done to you down there, I just, we don't know which way to go here.
Well, I will say that we had a slight victory, for our skilled Part B nursing facilities up in the district, and I do want to talk
to you
about that a little bit. I know that you're breathing a lot of smoke up in your area due to the fires, and you know, we're fighting the gun laws. Is Patrick there? I got a text that said Patrick Jones was going to be in there. Who's there with you?
Well, just me. Patrick was here earlier, and and he's gone. I was going to hold him over in case something, you know, hung you up. But you know what? You're very trustworthy, Brian, which is one of the reasons everybody put you in the, you know, when you start talking about, yeah, we're breathing smoke, it's because Sacramento's blowing smoke.
Right.
Have you ever thought of that?
Absolutely right.
We get the end results of this. Okay, let's talk about the victory, because it was a victory, and let's talk about that.
Yeah, so last year they passed AB 97, which reduced to Medicare, Medicaid payments to hospitals and pharmacies, and so when I came to Sacramento, I didn't really understand how it was going to impact our district, other than I had heard from my hospitals and said that they weren't going to be able to withstand that type of a cut. So I asked my chief of staff, Josh Cook. I said, Josh, I need to know more about how this is really going to work and who did it. And so we were able to find a couple of ladies who worked for the California Department of Public Health Care Services, and had them in the office, and they educated me on the facts that we had to get, the state had to do AB 97 to do the reductions in the payments. They had to get permission from the federal government, because the federal government is a partner in this program, and they pay 50% of it, and the state pays 50%. So to do the reduction, if you lose services, the federal government won't allow you, they won't contribute their part. So with that being said, I had to make sure that, we were getting the straight, good information from my hospital, so that we could show that it was a burden and that it was going to actually shut them down. So, Eastern Plumas, Mayors, Modoc, Seneca, Surprise Valley, and Tahoe Forest, those are all hospitals that are in the district, were helping me, along with the California Hospital Lobbying Association, to get the information. And we ended up with the information that it was going to cost about $5.587 million to those hospitals. And in return for that, we were also going to see the ones that closed, we were going to be moving family members, you know, hundreds of miles away for skilled nursing and for, you know, long-term care. So with as we worked through the process, we weren't sure. I got to tell you, the people in Shasta County and all the counties, Modoc, Lassen, they came down here. They had a big rally. We went out on the steps of the Capitol. They walked the halls. They talked to all the other members. And that was about the same time we were doing what we called AB 900. We sponsored a bill. Luis Alejo, myself, and Senator Nielsen. Nielsen had a separate bill. But anyway, we tried to run a bill that would have made sure and made them whole, which that bill is still seeing it's going through the process, but it didn't get in the funding. So you can pass all the laws you want, but if you don't put the money with them, it doesn't matter. And so that bill wasn't part of the budget, so we knew that even if the bill passed, there wasn't going to be any funding for it. But to make a long story short, we were able to demonstrate that the impacts to the skilled nursing facilities would have been so detrimental to the federal government side of it that the Department of Health Care Services actually carved out our rural and frontier county hospitals.
Yeah, that was great.
So big, big win. It affects thousands of people.
Yeah.
And it's jobs. And there's still some work to do. I'm not totally done yet working on it because there are pharmacies that are going to be impacted still. And and they're going to carve back. They're going to come back, claw back, they call it. They are going to make them pay some of the back monies that were paid to them. But they're going to give them time to do it, and hopefully we'll be able to work out a common sense approach to that.
Super, Brian. Hey, Brian, we're going to have to take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we come back, you know, it's good to start with success, but then maybe we can come back and talk about some things that are going to happen here.
Okay, you bet.
All right. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've been talking about the success in the nursing and the provisions for healthcare for people out in the rural areas. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what's happening with Sacramento and the continued attack on our Second Amendment. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, The Pulse of Shasta County.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do something nobody else can do. Give you a guarantee that other shops can't. Small chips up to cracks over 24 inches in length. He can fix them, and he has done that. He's fixed our windshields, and he guarantees it his work. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our friend Assemblyman Brian Daly is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, Brian, lay it on us. The governor hasn't signed them yet, I don't think. But
okay, so how much time do I have? I want to just take a moment.
Oh, sure.
I want the listeners to understand.
6 minutes. We have 6.5 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to read the whole list of, this is a partial list of the bills that I have right here in front of me. So this, and I'll just give you the author and then a quick line on it. So AB 48, Skinner is the author. Vans Magazine Rebuild Kits. AB 169, Dickinson the author. Vans Transfer of Handguns. AB 170, Bradford is the author. Redefines persons for assault weapons permits. AB 180, Bonta is a sponsor. Additional firearms restrictions in Oakland. AB 231, Teen, the author. Criminal liability if child accesses firearm in home. AB 500, Amiano is the author. Extends time period for background checks. AB 760, Dickinson, is the author. Unreasonably taxes ammunition. AB 711, Rendon, lead ammo ban. SB 47, Yee, author, assault weapons registration. SB 53, DeLeon, is the author, ammunition purchase registration database. SB 108, Yee, mandatory locked storage of firearms. SB 293, Delsinar, author, bans conventional handguns. SB 299, Delsinar, is the author, reporting of lost firearms within 7 days. SB 374, author is Steinberg, bans all semi-automatic rifles. SB 396, author is Hancock, ban of confiscation of magazines. SB 567, author is Jackson, expands definitions of shotguns, including rifled barrels. SB 683, author is Block, requires firearm safety for certificates. SB 755, author Wolk, expands definition of prohibited persons. SJR 1, author Wolk, federal assault weapons ban, universal background checks. And then at the bottom, this. So I just want to. That's just a part.
Oh my gosh! I haven't even heard of some of these. They're trying to ban handguns.
Yes.
Now, have all these handguns. Have all these been passed?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
well, now these are some of these are the SB ones. Half of them were from the Senate, so they'll be coming to our assembly. But all the AB ones, which were assembly bills,
yeah,
are to the Senate now. So the Senate.
They've passed them then.
Right. They're out. So just for the record, I've opposed every single one. There's not a handbill or a gun bill that I'm voting for or an ammunition tax. Now, a lot of these are in appropriations, and hopefully they'll get hung up there and they won't get out of appropriations because they have to go to several different committees. They have to go to public safety, and then they go to appropriations, and like the lead ammo ones go to water parks and wildlife and natural resource, some of those other committees. But they're all on their way working through the process, and I believe, from what I understand, that most any of these that get to the governor's desk will be signed into law.
Gee. So, you know, we were talking about the ammo bill the other day that not only do they take, you have to get a card or something and you have to do a background check to be able to buy ammo and a thumbprint, that they won't even let you buy ammo out of state, that you've got to come back into state and either register it immediately or something, or maybe not even let you buy ammo out of state.
Well,
you know what the hell is going on?
Impact us for a long time.
You know, these are going to be fought.
Interstate commerce laws that are being affected. We have, the 10th Amendment, which allows states' rights. So we have a lot of things that we're on the verge of
I think, stepping out of line with, and I hope that we can take some of these things to task through the ballot initiative process.
Well, can they really, on one of these, I heard, is that they can come to your door and knock on your door and say, I want, you know, you have an assault weapon, I want to see it. I heard
now,
that.
You know, Carl, I have not read every single one of these bills in detail because I know I'm obviously going to vote against them, and I'm trying to convince other people to vote against them too. And we know we have last week, and I know we talked about this before, but last week, if we were to hear every bill that we have to hear between now and September 13th, we'd have to hear 55 bills a day. And we're in session only, I mean, we're here, but we're not actually on the floor only Mondays and Thursdays right now. And we heard about 45 bills yesterday, but we're not having any today. So when we get to the last 2 weeks of this session, we're going to be hearing hundreds of bills a day. And it's difficult to stay, obviously for me it's easy. There's 40 bills right there I know I'm going to vote against. So,
yeah. I mean, and there's 40 bills.
I press the yes button, let's just put it that way, in favor of a bill because there's so many bad laws coming through.
But unfortunately the vast majority just, they don't read them either. They just, oh yeah, and they just push the yes button.
Right, exactly.
So,
they look to see which party is putting them forth and which lobbying group, and then, you know, that's how they vote on them. So, you know, there's a lot of crazy things that happen in this place down here. Every once in a while we get a small win like we did with the hospitals. Our forests are burning up. I've been continually talking about, you know, doing the right thing for the environment. If you want to talk about global warming, we should be cutting trees down and thinning out our forests so that it can sustain fire and do the natural process.
And what happens when you, and we've only got like about 30 seconds left here, but what happens when you say that to people?
You know, I think that in time I'm slowly educating some people, Carl, and we can talk about that when we come back in the break.
But, okay.
I think we're slowly gaining.
Well, good. You know, I think that actually is starting to become something that even environmentalists are saying is cleaning out the underbrush.
Absolutely.
Not all environmentalists, of course, but, you know, some of them. So we're going to take a quick break. Also, I want to talk about this transgender bill and the impact it's having on people for the bathrooms. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A military judge has begun deliberating the sentence of the 25-year-old Army private who gave classified information to WikiLeaks.
Prosecutors say he betrayed his country, but are recommending just a 60-year prison sentence for Bradley Manning. The 20 counts Manning was found guilty of, including several espionage-related crimes, total a maximum of 90 years in prison.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern.
Still, defense attorneys are asking a military judge to consider rehabilitation, suggesting no more than 25 years behind bars. That's because some of the classifications of the documents Manning handed over to WikiLeaks expire in 25 years.
And best-selling author Elmore Leonard has died. He had millions of fans for his works, some of them made into movies such as Get Shorty, starring John Travolta, and 310 to Yuma. His researcher says Leonard, 87, died this morning after complications from a stroke. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is August 20th. It's 8:34 in the morning. 77 degrees out there, going up to 101 with a chance of rain. So we've got the great humidity. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. They volunteered their time to cut all the hair to shave the heads of 32 policemen that shaved their heads in, support of one of the sergeants there who's fighting cancer. And, what can I say about DC Tim and the Man in Black? Except head on down there, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And, welcome back, Brian.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, we start out with good news, then we go through, I don't know, how many was that? 20 gun bills that you're just like, oh gosh. And then there seems to be a lot of consternation about this transgender bathroom bill.
Are you getting any feedback?
So, you getting feedback on that?
I do. This came to our floor quite some time ago, and I quite frankly didn't think it would ever get out off of the assembly floor. And then, you know, I think when I talked to you on one of the interviews we were doing, I said, you know, I can't believe some of the stuff that gets out. And this was one of those bills that I was stunned that it received 41 votes and was able to go on to the Senate. And then I was stunned that it got out of the Senate, and I was stunned that the governor actually signed it into law. So I'm going to read you the Legislative Digest cancels just about a paragraph here.
Okay.
So it's AB 1266, Amiano, pupil rights, sex segregation, school programs and activities. Existing law prohibits schools from discriminating on the basis of specific characteristics, including gender, gender identity, and gender expression, and specifies various statements of legislation intent and policies of the state in regards to existing law that participation in particular physical education activities or sports, if required, of a pupil of one sex be available to pupils of each sex. So basically what they're saying is if you, I'm going to put this in layman terms. If you're not good enough as a male to make it on the male team, you could actually go on the female team, or vice versa. The female could go on the male team and play. And along with that,
if they felt like they were that member of that sex, right?
Right. And the school has to, by law, allow you to do it. So we now define gender not by the physical characteristics of a human. We define it by what they think mentally. I mean, that's basically the easiest way to put it.
Okay, well, that leads to a couple of questions, because they say, oh, well, they've had this in Los Angeles. But in Los Angeles, there is a requirement for counseling, and you're going through a number of different, different levels before you can do this. Is this in the law, or can I just walk in there tomorrow and say, you know, I'm feeling like I'm a girl today? Or do I have to go through some kind of counseling or something that at least is some kind of hoop that somebody has to jump through before they do this?
Okay, so Section 1, Part D, I'll answer that for you. A school counselor, teacher, instructor, administrator, or aide may not, on the basis of sex of a pupil, offer vocational or school program guidance to a pupil of one sex that is different from the offered to a pupil of the opposite sex, or in counseling a pupil.
Okay, so then that means that if I've got a granddaughter, she's just started sixth grade.
Okay.
And sixth graders are, sixth graders are sixth graders. They're, you know, girls and guys. If she's in an open locker room, and if guys are walking in there, the impact that that's going to have on the girls and vice versa has got to have some kind of impact. And yet there's nothing that parents can do about it. What can parents do about it?
You can remove your children from public schools and take them to a private school.
How about charter schools? Does this fall under, does charter schools have
I
to follow this?
I think it does take in charter schools. I believe it does take charter schools, but not private schools. So here's the thing too, is like, you know, we tried to talk some sense, to folks about, you know, this is going to open up all kinds of litigation, which in first of all, it's just wrong. It's, to me, it makes no sense. It's morally wrong, and it's going to cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in, you know, battles in the court. Because just like you said, if somebody walks into either or of the locker rooms and or wants to be on the team and wants to shower or, you know, feels like they have to use the same restroom, we're going to be having attorneys, you know, all over this, and it's going to cost the taxpayer at the end of the day.
And this is just the beginning, Brian, because if it's got into the schools, then why not into the universities? And why not at places where, the, you know, like, you know, in the public? Is that there's, why is there even going to be a men or women anymore? Because it's how you feel.
I agree with you. It's just mind blowing to me that this can actually get out of the state assembly and get signed into law. I thought for sure it would never get out of the Senate, and I thought for sure it would never be signed into law. But this place is crazy.
Well, you know, Brian, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you because one of the things that I admired about you from the beginning was, you went down and said, I'm reaching across the aisle. You know what? People listen to logic. People listen to common sense. I'm going to bring people up there. I'm going to show them what's going on. And I just, you know what? I'm going to be open to them. Without even making a comment yet, I want to hear your comments when we get back.
You bet.
How's that working for you so far? Well, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460.
Home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. 77 degrees out there, going to be 102 with rain, maybe. Humid. There's a fire out there on...
Yes, there is. North Market Street near Benton Drive. Trying to get some more details on it. I just think I should retitle this song, What Can It Be Now?
What Can It Be Now? Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You're a local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Yes, I do drive that Ford truck, and I love it. You know what? They're going to give you great deals down at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177, or their service department, which is extremely professional, wants you on, in and out and on the road safely again. 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, as we left, I talked to, you know, I remember what you said. Gosh, going on a year ago. How's it now? How's that working for you? Are people responding to logic and common sense down there?
So, you know, Carl, I think when we first met, I talked about, you know, having an open door policy, and I continue to still believe that that's the best policy. That means that, you know, I'm, open to talk to anybody that wants to come in my office, and I did that as a supervisor, and, you know, I do believe in that I have a lot of common sense. I can look at things, and just like in business, I know things that are going to work or things that I don't think will work. But in politics, it's more about relationships. And for example, you know, look, I knew coming down here that because I, as a supervisor, we very seldom won very many battles, and that's just the way it is because I don't think people understand what we do, and I think that in Northern California, you know, our lifestyles are totally different than those in San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego. And we still preserve, you know, traditional values more, I think, than we do in the other parts of the state. And I think that's something that I'm continuing to want to champion down here. Now, do we win very many? No, but I still think the best policy is to have open line of communication with everybody. And I'll be honest with you, the reason that we were able to win this one win that was really big for our district with the hospitals is because we got people that came down here and walked the halls, and we were able to have a conversation with, the Department of Public Health, Services and educate them on what we were about you know, that open door did make a difference. So, and I also truly in my heart believe that, you know, one person can make a difference if they just do it. Stand up and go do it. And so that's been my philosophy is that, you know, someday I'm going to be judged by the Almighty, and I want to say I did my part. I did what I could do. And I hope that more people would do the same thing. Do what you can do as an individual, just like you're doing, Carl. You're educating people every day on your program, and that's doing your part. And I think if more people do their part, just do their little bit, because a lot of people then come together and we can move things. You know, look what Abraham Lincoln did for this country, one man. Look what Ronald Reagan was able to accomplish as one man. I mean, he convinced a lot of people, but it takes that first step to go do it and step out and do it. And so that's what I believe in, and I believe part of that process is having an open door to all different opinions and respecting their opinion, and then trying to educate them on your side. And where you can't agree, let them know you can't agree. I mean, I do a lot of that here. I don't agree with a lot of things. I stand up on the floor yesterday. There was a bill to unionize farm workers. And I stood up and said, you know, this is not good. And the reasons why. And, you know, it still got out. It got 41 votes, but at least I was able to stand up and talk about it. And so I still believe, you know, yes. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. Am I wasting my time? No. We won one. We'll win more. And I'll continue to work hard for the people and do the part that I'm supposed to do, along with the help from my constituents.
All right. You know what? I'm glad to see that you're still in the fight. You got that, still got the fire.
I'll
huh?
never give up.
Well, I know you know, you and Nielsen, you know what? Here's Nielsen's been, he's been at this a long time.
You know, he was a big help on this, hospital thing. He is not. I don't want to think it was all me.
No, no.
He dug in too. I got to tell you, Jim Nielsen.
He is a fighter.
Swinging.
Yeah. How about Ted Gaines? Was he in it at all?
Ted, yes, not as much as Jim, at least for, from
a lot of
my
people
side,
are,
but yes, Ted.
A lot of people are asking who Ted Gaines is. Okay.
Huh?
A lot of people are asking who Ted Gaines is.
You ought to get him on your show, Carl.
Oh, yeah, you think? Hey, next time you see him, ask him if he wants to
I
come
will.
On.
Well,
ask
I'll
him, because his people that are handling his schedule. You know, it's funny, I can have a U.S. congressman, I can have you, I can have Senator Nielsen, I can have almost anybody on, but for some reason it's tough getting Ted Gaines on.
Well, I'll see his wife at lunch and rattle her.
Yeah, tell her, hey, look, give me a call.
I think it's awesome that you allow us to come on. I mean, there's, you know, that's the great
it
thing.
Would
I,
be...
I can't tell you how, you know, what a great public service you do, and I think it's good for the constituency to know what's going on down here.
It is. You know what, it's criminal, it would be criminal to have a radio station and not have you on, because damn it, you guys are fighting for us, and if we don't tell you, if we don't give you the support that says, you know, that says you are on the right track and let you be able to tell as many people as possible what's going on so we can unite. Because there's things here that no matter what we do, we know it's not going to make any difference. However, it may be that one thing that we all come together and say we need to fix this, and maybe it'll happen. But we need a fire, you know, fire breathers like you and Jim, that's for sure.
Well, I will continue to do it, and I think that, you know, all politics is local. That's the truth. And if you hear from I tell you, my phone system went. We crashed it on the day that Governor Brown signed in this transgender bill.
Jeez,
it crashed. We couldn't take it. It was too many calls.
Well, do I have like about another 5 minutes of your time here?
Sure.
Okay, let me take a quick break, because I want to. Somebody called in and left a message that says that this transgender bill, which affects, you know, a very small, minute group of people, but it affects, it's for a very small group of people, but it affects so many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in the school system. Is this a plan or not a plan? Well, maybe it is a plan to start tearing down the social fabric of our state and our country. To do something like this that, you know, is this something that we should really be concerned with? But I'm just beyond what it would do with our kids. Anyway.
You want me to answer that right now?
No, I want, that's my teaser. We'll be right back with that one. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're going to talk about it one more time on this transgender bathroom bill. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market. Well,
I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We don't back down. Carl Lindabot, it is 77 degrees out there. Our guest tomorrow will be the sheriff of Shasta County. We're going to talk about realignment and a few other things that are impacting on everybody here. I'm going to try and get somebody from the city staff, too, to come on and talk about this REU and a couple other votes and why we need to do this. We've had Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones here saying why we didn't need to do it. Let's get somebody from the other side saying this is why we have to do it. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And, Brian, when we left, I said, is the transgender bathroom vote, is it bigger than just opening up the shower rooms to each other, to other sexes there, to, because they say that they're male or female, this is the way they believe they are for that day. Is it bigger than that?
You know, I believe what you said was that it was a very small group of people, and you're correct.
Right. It's an extremely very small percentage.
And that, I think, is more of the question, is how can a very, very small group of people get a piece of legislation passed? And I'll tell you, that is something that we as Americans need to take real good focus of. It's because that small group of people are very well lobbied and connected and funded. And I say that because we are those of us who believe in the Constitution and what our founding fathers were trying to preserve are in a super majority of people that believe that. But for some reason, these small, very minute populations are affecting our legislation. So why is that? That's the great question right there. It's because they are very well funded, and they target and they focus on their agenda. And we need to do the same thing in the supermajority of people. We need to get engaged. We need to fund those candidates and put them into office and be able to take back the process, because they have covered the process, because very special small interest group people with a lot of money and power are moving legislation. And I think that really drives home is that what we've been talking about some today earlier is, you know, can you make a difference? Yeah, you have to get engaged, though. And if you can't physically go do it, you need to get out your checkbook and write a check to the NRA and to the Republican Party and to those people that are championing your ideals, because if you don't, these special interest people are very well funded, and they're doing it.
And it's working, because, I mean,
totally,
you know what, there's one thing to say is that, and again, going back to the bathroom bill, is it's one thing to say that, okay, they've been counseled, this takes, you know, this doesn't occur just because you walk in that day, but it seems like they've taken account of that and said, no, we're not even going to be able to counsel people. It's just that it's, you know, they just make the announcement. That, to me, is just spitting in the face of parents that takes away totally the rights, which they've already had taken away, which says that your kids can get abortions and they don't have to be told, among other things. And your only option is to take them out of school and put them into homeschooling or a private school. I think the majority of the people, frankly, Brian, believe that this has gone too far, but I just think they're just getting overwhelmed with this and they don't know what to do.
That's the point. Get up off the couch, go do something about it. And if you can't physically do that, or if you don't have the time, then write a check for somebody that's going to put those same people in office, because that's what they're doing to us. And I can't stress that. If there's anything I've noticed in my tenure of being in politics is that if you're not on the table, you're on the menu. Remember, that's my theory, and that's the case. You've got to be there, and you've got to make a difference.
If you're not on the table, you're on the menu.
If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
That's it. You know what? Whether it be the cow or the cowboy here.
That's right.
Brian, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks. Tell Linda hi for me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to serve all the people of the North State.
You're doing a great job. You know what? You're always out there, and people see you a lot, and we appreciate the fight you're doing.
Thank you.
Give up the good work.
You
okay.
Too.
All right. Let me remind everybody that this Saturday, August 24th, from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, at the Redding Gun Club is the warm-up, Dove Warm-Up Sporting Clays Shoot. There's still some tickets left. Not a lot, but there's still some left. You can get them at Mary's Pizza Shack. Or give Bill Filan a call at 241-6730. They're $50 and only limited to the first 60 applicants, but you get, chicken or tri-tip lunch provided by Mary's Pizza Shack, one round of sporting clays, you gotta bring your own gun and shells, and trophies for top shooters. This is it's a fundraiser for the Military Order of the Purple Heart, by the way. Military Order of the Purple Heart, and all the proceeds go to helping veterans and their families. All of the proceeds, not part of the proceeds like you'll hear sometimes. All right, Bad Bob. Tomorrow, big deal.
Big deal?
Sheriff. We're going to try and get try and get Kurt Starman or one of his people on. He's got a bunch of people around there. Come on and talk to us about why we need a new REU building, why we need to buy it. I mean, this thing is already it's going to vote tonight. We're talking about spending $11 million right here. It's going to be a 3-2 vote, maybe. It's going to be a 3-2 vote.
Bucks.
It's going to be a 3-2 vote one way or the other. So we'll find out what happens. Plus, you know what? Other things that they're talking about is raising your solid waste. There's just a whole lot of things
cha-ching,
they're talking about.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Reading Municipal Code, all this tonight, starting around 6 o'clock, down at the Reading City Council, and it's open to everybody. So give yourself go on down there tonight. Carl and the Bot, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you, my friends?
Won't be turned around.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Pentagon denies a report that military aid to Egypt is already on hold. The administration has said it's under review. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
There's a good deal of confusion over the administration's stance on aid to Egypt. The office of Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy tells me that they've been told the transfer of military aid to Egypt has been stopped by the administration, but not necessarily as official policy. Leahy heads the Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees foreign aid. Pentagon spokesman George Little denies the administration has come to any conclusions on military aid.
There has been no decision made to halt assistance to Egypt.
And both the White House and the State Department say no decisions have been made on aid to Egypt, although they say it's under review. Lisa?
Mike, the sentencing phase just beginning in Washington State for a U.S. soldier who's admitted a civilian slaughter in Afghanistan. Fox's Dan Springer is live at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.